Unit 3, Section 1, Exercise 5. Listen to the dialogue from Exercise 2 a second time. A. Find out what Carrie's arguments were against going to the party and wearing the dress. B. Fill in the chart in your workbook.
You've got to wear a dress.
I don't have to.
It's our family reunion, and I don't want you to look too wild.
Fine, then I'll just stay at home.
You're going, and that's final. I insist that you go to the party with me.
I don't even have a dress to wear.
Yes, you do. What about the black velvet one your grandmother gave you for your birthday?
It's too square, too conservative. Everyone will laugh.
Everyone will think you look lovely.
Oh, great. Lovely. Just how I want to look.
It's almost time to leave. I think you'd better get ready.
Who's going to be there?
Well, the same people as last year. Your cousins, your grandparents, and, of course, Great-Grandmother Shula.
Great-Grandmother Shula? She's so old. All she does is sit in her wheelchair and watch us. She gives me the creeps.
Carrie, this is a special party. Can't you forget about yourself? Do you think that just because you're young and pretty, you are better than old people? Well, I have something to tell you, young lady. Beauty is as beauty does. And I haven't seen any sign of beauty in you for a long time. Now go to your room and get dressed.